So the fourth group of skills, tasks and skills is around ethics. There are, of course, ethical considerations which occur in the early recovery phase, which are extremely important that we understand and are across. The kinds of things that can occur for us are the ethical issues between not just ourselves and our clients, but also our clients' world, particularly if they have issues that are problematic and turbulent. So the couple of areas that are important to think about are the ethics of being mindful that we are working with people who are vulnerable to themselves and may are in a crisis state and may well also be vulnerable to other people or be at some kind of risk to other people or a risk to themselves. This is an important aspect, and of course, depending on the requirements of the system and the laws of the country within you are working as a coach, you need to be compliant with those laws in terms of reporting requirements for people who are at risk and so on. Sometimes people can be very despairing at this stage of the process of trying to make these changes. They can absolutely consider options like taking their own lives. This is difficult for us to include into our coaching relationship, but we do need to find an appropriate ethical response to that. And we also need to understand that expressions of these kinds of thoughts are fairly commonplace in people who are having life crises. There are a significant group of people for whom musing on the idea or considering the idea of taking their life is part of a way that they explore the relief from the suffering that they're feeling, the despair that they're feeling. This can be true also within the context of people who are suffering from healthcare challenges for which at this time they may have been given the information that there is no reasonable hope of recovery in a physical level, and so this healthcare challenge that they have will be ongoing and may well reduce the quality and the length of their life. This can be quite a challenging diagnosis for people. Can we work with them? Yes, we can. Is it important that we work with them? Yes, it is, because no matter how much of their life they may have left, there is still also the opportunity for them to actualize and to find meaning in this experience. Meaning does not always have to have, and certainly should not be expected to always have ideal circumstances attached around it. Certainly, one of the great exponents of meaning, the idea of meaning, and who was subsequently developing logotherapy, which was Viktor Frankl, describes the relationship between meaning and suffering within the context of the concentration camps during the Second World War. And his summary was that meaning does not have to have certain idealized conditions present before it can be a human experience. This is a very important point because many of your clients may be having to accept circumstances that seem very difficult and very challenging and that they can do nothing about. You may be working with a family member who perhaps has someone close to them, perhaps even a child who has an ongoing illness that there does not seem to be any particular cure for at a medical level, and so on. So, you know, within the context of working ethically, there are understanding of the terrain that you're on, understanding that this is the population group that you are working with. So, managing the ethics are important, making sure that you have a clear understanding for yourself of what is best practice within the context of working in early recovery. This can be particularly important when you consider what are your own personal boundaries. So, what can you, as a coach, tolerate, and what can't you tolerate, or what don't you choose to tolerate? Some population groups or some client groups are, you know, facing some problems which may mean that they are very turbulent and very challenging. And if you have chosen to work with that group of people, then you will have to develop your own particular unique aspects of best practice that allow you to be of greater service to them. Now, that best practice is best developed through a relationship with obviously your other coaches, but in particular through a supervision process, a supportive supervision process, where you can work out with your supervisor what are actually the boundaries and the edges of your practice as a coach with certain kinds of clients. So again, in the early stages of recovery, there are these considerations can be much more acute. They can be much more present when you're working with clients who are very stable, who have a lot of skills, well integrated, a lot of resources in their life, and so on. Then this kind of turbulence isn't necessarily present, and coaching in that way takes on a different emphasis, which we're going to look at in the wellness module. But in this initiating and early development of recovery and this energetically turbulent area, we are going to have to be very mindful of the ethical considerations that are important for us to manage. Finally, I just want to say that I cannot overemphasize how useful it is and how important it is that you reach out for supervision, that you either do that in a group setting or that you find yourself a coach supervisor who you can work with to iron out some of the difficulties that you may be having, where you can go in there to pursue supervision objectives, which you can design with your supervisor. But working as a coach in turbulent areas, particularly if you're going to work with client groups that are mostly in early stages of recovery, perhaps you're doing that because you're associated with an organization that's working with that client group, then you will need to support yourself through appropriate supervision and ongoing development.